Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog, Discord server, MeWe group, Facebook group, there's a Twitter, yeah, there's that other thing. Oh, God, Instagram. Yeah, well, whatever. So, oh, yeah. Health update. Yes, I talked to my doc today. He gave him, you know, told him what's going on with me. And he basically told me, I'm going to be fighting this for a bit. Road to recovery is not going to be as quick as I had hoped. But that's okay. I am here. And I'm not going anywhere. So tonight was Tavern Chat. Well, I know this is the Tavern Chat podcast, but tonight was Tavern Chat over on the Tenkar's Tavern Discord server. We do a hangout. Kicks off around 9 o'clock. It's around 11. Still going strong. I had to get this in, and I am fucking exhausted. But we did, of course, initial conversation that had a lot to do with the current pandemic. And we finally had to steer it away from that because it was getting a little, I don't want to say political, but it was getting a little bit heated from people on different opinions on what's going on. But we then turned it to more proper gaming. And lo and behold, what came up today was virtual tabletops. Rob Conley gave a very good breakdown of Roll20, and there was a good discussion of difference between Roll20, Fantasy Grounds, Astral, I think it was. Yeah, whatever. But in any case, we are going to be moving a lot of our gaming to virtual alternatives. And whether that's just using Skype or Google Hangouts and Theater of the Mind, or using a virtual tabletop, simply like I do with very, you know, a map. I don't even use tokens. I use a pointer to tell my players where their characters are. And why do I keep it so simple? Because it's as close to Theater of the Mind as I can do when I'm not in front of you physically. Because when I'm in front of you physically, I can draw things out on a map, on a graph paper, and as I'm explaining things, it doesn't seem to work as well when you try to do such. Telephonically or, you know, over a chat, voice chat program. So I find the virtual tabletops help. And although I backed the Fantasy Grounds to Unity update, and I gotta check into that, I guess, more. Roll20 is my go-to. I swear to God, when I mentioned it tonight in the chat, Roll20, a couple of years ago, they were nice. They reached out to me, I guess as a known persona in the OSR, and wanted, it was known to post about the games I ran on Roll20, and they wanted me to record a game session so they could host it and say, hey, look, this is a game being run by Eric Tenkar, yada, 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 and here's the issue. I don't use the bells and whistles. I mean, years later, I started using the virtual handouts and the character sheets for my players. I didn't use any of that shit. I used a map that I would upload in Fog of War and then reveal part of the map, right? And then we used a dice roller. some of the text chat, but not really much, because most of our stuff was going on by voice anyway. We would run Google. Initially, we ran it from within Google Hangouts until Google shut that down. That was great.
Oh, Google Hangouts is no more?
Well, no. Google Hangouts still is, but, Rach, Google Hangouts used to be so much more. And they cut off its other functionality using apps within Google Hangouts, which was, again, awesome. Google Hangouts still exists. They were tempted. I think they when they killed Google Plus, Google Hangouts was a little bit on the cusp. But no, it's still around. We still use it in the game run by Tim Schwartz, which came to a conclusion last Saturday. Yes. Tim did a marathon session, like 10 hours long or something like that. And there was no way I was going to do a 10-hour. I couldn't have sat for a 2-hour session, let alone a 10-hour session. So that wasn't going to happen. But, yeah, no. We use Roll20 and Hangouts. In my case, I have two screens. So my main screen runs Roll20, and my side screen will run the Hangouts. Normally, my side screen will have up my Discord server. That's what I'm usually looking at on the side as I'm doing whatever I'm doing. Like right now, I can look and go, okay. So, Courtney popped into the Discord after I left. That's a shame. I mean, and Ben Burns came in late. Look at that. I'm looking at people that came in late. But, yeah, I mean, I wish I could do a review of different VTTs, but I don't use most of their features. And I could probably use Fantasy Grounds as well as Roll20. Because I wouldn't be using all the features anyway. I always thought I needed to use all the features of Fantasy Grounds, but probably don't need to. I should check into that one again. All right, folks. I know this is a bit more of a rambling episode of the podcast. But, yeah, my brain's rambling. As always. Thank you for listening. And be safe, be well. God bless. Roll those dice. And I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.